Hey, this is Dan Ospo of the Discovery Channel team, back here with the Tour de France at the finish of stage 17 in Revel. And this Tour de France can't get any wilder or any more successful for our team. First, George Hincapie, a flatlander, wins the hardest mountain stage of the Tour. And then today, Paolo Salvadelli, one of our better climbers and the winner earlier this year of the Tour of Italy, wins one of the flattest stages of the Tour. Today, it was just an incredible day, a total surprise. For Salvadelli was clearly the strongest rider at the end of that long breakaway of that big group that split in two. He was in the front group. Chechu Rubiere was kind of stuck in the back. And with a small Category 3 climb towards the end, again, less than 3 kilometers, there was a ton of action going on. Paolo was able to chase guys down, get back in groups, and then when four or so riders came to the line, he was clearly the strongest, motioning to everybody to do their job in the last couple K. And sure enough, came around that CSC rider like a freight train and gave our team its third stage win of this year's Tour. Of course, we win the team time trial and the fastest team time trial in history. George Hincapie wins that crazy mountain day up at Saint-Lary-Soulan at Plat d'Idet, one of the hardest stages of the Tour, if not the hardest stage of the Tour. Today, we come back with Paolo, you know, one of the classiest riders in the bunch. Obviously, I mentioned winning the Tour of Italy earlier, winning this day, totally unexpected. So it's amazing. He was jubilant at the finish line, hugging everybody. Of course, add to this now, the team takes over the nation lead over T-Mobile. We had trailed by almost 20 minutes going into today's stage. But with all the work that we did earlier with Paolo and Chechu, and then at the end when Lance and Popovich and George kind of drove a select 10-rider group towards the line, still 22 minutes and change behind Paolo, because we had better standings than T-Mobile, our guys now take the team GC lead by 37 seconds. So it just couldn't get any better. It was incredible. It's shocking in some aspects to see Paolo, you know, out sprinting somebody. If you consider what he did at the Tour of Italy, climbing so well and descending so well and time trialing so well. So again, just a real marvelous day. It's hard to describe what the team must be feeling like because of all these surprises and just how much they're dominating the Tour. Especially when, if you go back maybe 2 weeks, people question the team, talking about how left Lance isolated on that one climb, and is this team strong enough to lead him to a Tour de France victory? And while that has not been determined yet, to see what the team is doing around Lance and what everyone's doing together is just phenomenal. And today was just a really remarkable day for our team. So come back tomorrow for Stage 18, which includes 5 categories climbs, including a real tricky one at the very end. It's actually an uphill finish of a Category 2 climb. It's only 3 kilometers in length, but it averages 10%. And Johan's been kind of marking this climb for a couple of days, saying it could be a tricky one, it could be a decisive one. But you know what? No one's thinking about that right now. Today was remarkable. The guys are reveling in the fact that we just won our third stage of this Tour. So join us again tomorrow. We'll see what happens, because obviously anything can happen. And for more exclusive information on the team, head to discovery.com.